I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The key to solving immediate food supply chain issues is recruiting and retaining commercial truck drivers. House Ag Committee Chairman David Scott said that was the big takeaway from a recent hearing on the supply chain challenges. John Schwalz is Executive Officer of Southern Valley Fruit and Vegetable. He spoke on behalf of the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association and said growers in the Southeast are concerned about crop failure due to a shortage of crop protection chemicals.
Many of these chemicals that we are looking for, fungicides, bactericides, those sort of things, are getting harder and harder to find, and it's become a longer and a longer period of time, even if you can find them. You have the issue of the protection of the crop protection products being a lot more expensive, them not being readily available, and now it's getting to a point where they're not available at all. So that is going to be an incredible strain. It is an incredible strain. It's going to continue to get worse, it appears.
Schwalz says that delay in finding crop protection will have long-lasting effects.
The less protection products we have, the less yields we're going to have and crop failures. And that is going to tax the American farm, but the American food supply chain.
The Food Service Distributors Association has indicated there are currently about 15,000 vacancies for truck drivers and 17,500 vacancies for warehouse workers. I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.